Race media availabilities, and we've now been joined by Tanner Gray, who finished in the runner-up position in tonight's race. Tanner, a little bit of a unique race with the rain and battling kind of the mist and the drying and you know, trying to get back started. But overall, a strong night for your team. Tell us a little bit about how you feel about tonight's race and then going into this season. Is it on?
Just flip the switch. There you go. Yeah, so tonight's race was obviously a little bit chaotic for us. Got caught up in a couple wrecks there and got some damage early and at one point was a lap down. Just really had to focus on and getting it fixed and then trying to get our lap back. But, you know, overall with the rain, going back green there, I was a little bit nervous just because I didn't feel like I was going to be able to push as well as what I probably needed to be in contention to win. But with that being said, these speedway races, there's a lot of things that happen and everything kind of, gets, wild at the end. So, you never know what can happen, but, yeah, just kind of a hectic race for us, but, yeah.
All right. We'll go to questions now. Tanner, if you have one, we'll start with Jacob.
Jacob's 177, SportsMedia, KickingTheTires.net. Tanner, two for you, and I'll start with the big picture first. Good night for you, but I feel like great night for the whole team, you know, overall as the first race as Tricon. What has this process been like from your perspective through the off season with all the change, getting everything moved back to Toyota, expanding to 5 trucks, and then you know, coming down here and running as well as you did there towards the end tonight?
Yeah, it's been about as smooth as you could ask for with how much stuff we have going on. You know, everybody from Toyota has been great. It's been awesome to get back and work with them. And, you know, from my side, just be able to use the tools and the resources that they have, everything from TPC to, you know, GT12, their sim in Salisbury. So, you know, it's been absolutely incredible to get back and work with them. And then, you know, along with that, having Jeremy Donnelly come on board, and as well as Coleman Presley up top, you know, I've been busy just trying to get in the same page as them. And then obviously everybody back at Tricon has done a really good job getting everything ready to get here. Cause like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on and, you know, it's still a work in progress, but we're getting there and, to show up and be as good as we were is amazing. So, a lot of props back to them and everybody at Toyota.
I know it's a speedway race and everybody's going to go, oh, you know, it's the draft, this, that, and the other, but last year was really up and down for you. Is this the kind of shot in the arm you need to really, you know, stabilize the ship, so to speak, and get yourself off to a good start this year?
I would like to say yes, but last year I finished 4th and was 2nd points through the first handful of races and ended up having the season that we had. So, you know, these seasons are long and there's so many highs and lows. You just got to learn to manage that and make the lows not so low. You know, and I need to do a better job on my end doing that. And, yeah, but obviously to come here and run good is awesome, right? You want to start off well, and especially working with new people, with a new manufacturer, new team, so to speak, it's nice to come here and get the ball rolling in the right direction.
All right, additional questions? Okay, we'll go to Zach and then Daniel. Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Tanner, if this race had resumed, did you feel like you had something to beat Zane Smith?
Not really. Not unless something big happened and I was able to get a big push from behind. Someone that had been pretty dedicated to me. Yeah, I mean, most of our splitter was gone, had a hole in the right front. Door was caved in front of the left rear. Just a lot of damage that I felt like even being behind Zane made it tough for me to really get to him and push him as well as what I feel like I needed to. But like I said, you never know. You know, like I said, I'm happy to finish 2nd with how our truck looked after, but at the same time, you know, I'm a competitor and I want to race and, you know, win locks you into the playoffs. So, kind of go back and forth.
All right, Daniel, go ahead.
Daniel McFadden, Frenchers.com. Even you just said you're happy to finish second. Like, this is the best. This is the best finish of your career. So, like, how are you feeling after this achievement? How, even though the way you got it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's nice to come here and run good and get the ball rolling in the right direction. I think my best before this was third. Second and third don't really do a whole lot for you, right? You know, we want to win, and I feel like it's time for me to step up and win. So, yeah, just got to figure out how to do that.
All right, we have a question upstairs, up to the press box.
Chris KnightCatchFence.com. With Tanner, last year you started the season with three top 10 finishes in a row, so you're kind of off on a similar starting the season on a high note, but then you're going back to Las Vegas in 2 weeks which was the site of your last top five finish. Las Vegas overall has been a decent track and solid track for you. So how do you feel about going there and knowing the work that the Tricon team has put in about maybe potentially getting your first win there?
Yeah, I feel really confident going to Las Vegas. From the time I started in the truck series to now, that's been one of my best tracks, a place that I feel like we've been able to show up to and still have speed, even if our balance wasn't quite right. So, you know, obviously with Kyle being in the field and everybody else, it's going to be a tough race. But, yeah, I'm definitely have that one circled on our calendar of ones that I feel like I expect a lot out of myself and expect to get finished from. So I'm excited and just got to go back to the shop and study film, figure out how we can get better and show up there ready to go.
All right, any final questions? Tanner, congratulations on that runner-up finish, and we wish you the best luck this weekend, this season.